The Bengals kept Shamar Stewart on the initial 53-man roster at Sunday's cutdown, rather than placing him on a reserve list, per Jeff Hobson at the team's site, who noted the rookie edge rusher heads into his fifth week of rehab on the knee. Russell Heltman at Bengals. On SI read the decision as, "leaving the door open for a first-month return." The distinction is the whole story. The two Bengals who did go to injured reserve with the designation to return at the same cutdown, guard Brian Parker II with a knee injury and cornerback Jacer Taylor with a hamstring, per the team's announcement, are ruled out for at least the first four games. Stewart is not. Cincinnati chose to spend an active roster spot on a player still rehabbing, and that choice is the most concrete statement anyone has made about his timeline all summer. The mechanics of getting to 53, per the team's announcement on Sunday. Cincinnati terminated the contracts of four vested veterans, quarterback Josh Johnson, halfback Gary Brightwell, linebacker Joe Giles Harris, and safety Russ Yeast, who go straight to free agency rather than through waivers, and waived 30 players, a list that included quarterback Sean Clifford, receiver Charlie Jones, defensive tackle McKinley Jackson, and defensive end Isaiah Foskey, who had 1.5 sacks in Friday's finale, half the team's total, per Hobson, and was waived 2 days later. Offensive tackle Cody Ford, an eighth-year veteran with 50 appearances and 10 starts for Cincinnati since 2023, had been released the Monday before, per the team's site. The shape those moves left is what the beat led with. The Bengals kept two quarterbacks, Joe Burrow and Joe Flacco, per Hobson at the team's site, releasing Johnson despite a 90.6 preseason passer rating and a start in the finale. Zach Taylor asked about Johnson before the cut, per the team's transcript. "He's been such a pro. He's going to capitalize on every rep he gets or doesn't get." The backfield is three deep, Chase Brown, Samaje Perine, and Taj Brooks, per the same site. And Heltman wrote Monday that the team will lean on Brown with thin depth behind him, and the return job changed hands. Hobson wrote that the team moved on from Charlie Jones after Kashawn Williams put a 48-yard kick return and a 12-yard punt return on film. Jones was waived after a finale that included a 31-yard punt return and catches of 17 and 19 yards, a decision Hobson himself had previewed as a very tough cut. The finale, briefly, Bengals 30, Eagles 13 in Philadelphia on Friday night with the starters resting, per the team's recap. A 3-0 preseason, the franchise's first unbeaten preseason since 2006, per Heltman. Johnson started and went 12 of 19 for 156 yards, and the team rushed for 211. Kentrell Bullock ran 14 times for 85 yards and a touchdown, and Jamal Haynes went 7 for 78 with a 39-yard score, per Jay Morrison at Bengals on SI. Both were waived Sunday, along with Kendall Milton, which is how a backfield gets to three. Evan McPherson hit from 29, 58, and 34 yards to finish the preseason 8-for-8 on field goals, per the team's recap. Taylor afterward, per the team's transcript, "This will easily be the hardest 48 hours we face in terms of letting guys go." He also said, "I feel very confident. I think we got everything we need." Now the battle our last episode left hanging. We asked whether Donta Meyers' month would survive the numbers game at receiver, and the answer was the team site headlining its own roster feature with him, headlined by camp stars Donta Meyers, Landon Robinson, Taylor, before the cut. "He's been consistent throughout. That says a lot about him." Robinson, the seventh-round defensive tackle who shared that headline, entered cut weekend leading the league in preseason sacks with 4 plus 10 pressures, per Hobson. They are the front edge of a wider pattern. All 7 2026 draft picks made the initial roster, and Hobson put its average age at 26.1 despite roughly $300 million in free agent spending. The tight end room kept 5, with 7th-round rookie Jack Endries alongside Mike Gesicki, Drew Sample, Tanner Hudson, and Eric All Jr., per Hobson's feature. The one squeeze that went the other way, Chris Jenkins Jr. made the 53, and McKinley Jackson was waived, per Heltman, after NFL.com's Kevin Patra had named both trader cut candidates entering the weekend. Taylor's summary of the whole exercise, per Heltman, "It's a big credit to Duke Tobin and his staff for the depth that we have overall." One more delta from our absence ledger, safeties Dax Hill and Brian Cook, both working the rehab field when we last filed, are on the initial 53, Hill listed at cornerback, Cook at safety, per the team's roster feature. Back in July, we previewed Cincinnati as the rare team whose case was entirely causal. No luck to give back in last year's 6-11, so the playoff argument came down to a healthy Burrow, plus a defense rebuilt by checkbook from 29th toward the middle. And cut day was the last checkpoint before the answer starts counting. The checkbook defense came through the cut down intact and added a 7th-round piece in Robinson. The roster around Burrow got younger rather than thinner, and Burrow closed the preseason, per Heltman, saying he tries to treat every day like it's now or never, like it's my last, while crediting the staff for giving a lot of answers to the test before we take it. Nothing on cut day argued against the July case. The open item is the one July flagged, health, and Stewart's designation is the newest bet placed on it. What to watch next? The waiver wire clears and the practice squads form behind it, where the 30 waived names land, and whether any of the 4 veterans who went straight to free agency resurface is the next episode's job. Beyond that, whether Cincinnati adds depth behind the 3-man backfield Heltman flagged as thin, and whether Stewart takes a practice rep, the first test of the first month return, read his roster spot invited. We'll check back once the claims and the practice squads are in. Data via NFLverse.